is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning. This is Sonia and you're listening to your favorite market podcast. Unfortunately, this market has been in the tight grip of the bears. In fact, as we speak, the Nifty is sitting at a two-month low. And more importantly, the month of July has been really debilitating for the bulls. So the Nifty has lost 700 points in July so far, which is a 5% slide. And the mid-cap index is down almost 10%. Now, because of a lot of these taxation issues with respect to the FPI, a surcharge, the foreign investor tax, etc., FIIs have been selling relentlessly in this market. So yesterday as well, FIIs sold 700 crores in the cash markets. In fact, put together, they've sold almost 15,000 crores in the month of July so far. So this sell-on rally trade will continue. In terms of global cues, you have Brent crude, which has been on the higher side. In fact, it rose to $64 a barrel yesterday on prospects of the US interest rate cut. All eyes will be on the US Fed Reserve today to find out what they will or will not do in terms of a rate cut. Remember, the expectation is that there will be the first rate cut by the US Fed Reserve, followed by many more rate cuts through the course of the next calendar year. And if that comes through, then of course it will be risk asset positive. India though has been underperforming emerging markets this year. So the MSCI India index is up just 3%, while MSCI EMs and MSCI Asia ex Japan are both up in excess of 10%. So what seems to be going wrong? In terms of results, today you have Axis Bank, Hero Motor Corp, Tech Mahindra, Chola Mandalam, NMDC, VIP that come out with their numbers. Now, Axis Bank has seen a lot of delivery-based selling ahead of its earnings. So yesterday, there was 400 crores of delivery selling in Axis Bank. In terms of earnings, Dr. Reddy's reported numbers below estimates. The revenue growth was just 3.3%. The US growth was steady though at 9%. Strides reported a strong set of numbers. The revenues were up 45% and the company posted a profit of 3.7 crores versus a loss of 4.3 crores earlier. Maruti is at a fresh 52-week low. It has seen delivery selling of 300 crores yesterday. There's been a lot of negative news in the auto industry, especially to do with, higher road tax, higher registration tax, etc. And all of that has dampened sentiment in the auto space. Shriram City Union is also under pressure because the disbursals were weak there. And DLF missed street estimates. The revenues were under pressure there. With that, we come to the end of this market podcast brought to you in association with the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.